If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Warning, people of Earth. The following live podcast is not real. Despite what you see, the characters on stage are only human actors, thrilled to be visiting a city they could never afford to live in. Rest assured, there are no magical alternate dimensions. Only this live performance in the Eureka Theater at the San Francisco Sketch Fest. Enjoy the show, technocrats.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, I don't think I believe you. But just in case, this is all you need to know, slash this is everybody's favorite part of the podcast. About a year and 10 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think through that dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, where we all are right now. In the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon, and it's an especially busy night in the tavern tonight. I'm so excited. We seem to have a unicorn. We seem to have some kind of royalty. Very sparkly crown. Oh, I see a couple. We have one royalty that was not wearing its crown, like. I'm in hiding. I am sitting next to my queen, but nobody's going to guess. So, you know what? It's so lonely out here, just me and everybody in the tavern and a tiny horse with what looks to be a new hat. You know what? I would like to bring out one of my co-hosts, my buddy, my boon companion, Chunt, the King of the Badger.
Bing bong. Or should I say, King bong.
King bong. Yeah, King bong.
I never know why I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. Here, this is the first time I've ever heard you do crowd work at the tavern.
I know. It's true.
A lot of observational crowd work, which you don't normally do when you're sitting at the table.
I know. That's the thing, though. It's like I'm in this tavern all day, every day, all week. So it's a little weird. It's like just 1 hour out of the week to be like talking to all the same people who are always here being like, I'm just really on, and I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah, a real ego boost, it seems like.
Yes. I find that I need an ego boost right before bringing you out.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Right before my sense of self-worth really starts to take a nosedive.
I don't know. I would never say anything to hurt you or disparage you. I'm switching it up today. Instead of mead with a little raspberry, I have mead with a little boysenberry.
Boysenberry
night.
We are really in
sync. We're in sync. Yeah, we're in sync.
Well, I'm also switching it up. Instead of wearing my pink polo shirt, formerly white polo shirt, I am wearing my I'm questing for the Luna sword t-shirt that a fan sent in.
Yeah, pretty great.
It's a little tight.
Is it? I don't want to comment on that. I don't want to take your bait. I don't want to take your bait.
Oh, thank you. You're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
Yeah. There seems to be a package over
ooh,
by some of the tables.
I see a Snickers. Yum, 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 yum.
Also, I forget how frequently you just scurry on all fours.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't really pick up on the audio, but that's what I do. This seems to be for you, Sidor. Oh. Ungrateful fucks. And this is to Chunt from Alex. A Snickers bar.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Very excited. Where near the front is there a present for me? I'm sure I'm just not looking hard enough. It's a there. Oh, the hat on the tiny horse is for me. Once again, someone gets me a gift that does not fit me. No. You know what? I'm joking. Oh, thank you. Let's put this tiny jaunty hat on my head. Look, I don't need gifts. I actually am feeling pretty good about myself. I feel powerful. You know why?
Why is that?
Because we have the Lunar Sword.
Yeah, baby.
Woo! All right, I'm actually lost my hat. I'm gonna quick grab my Lunar Sword.
That's the first time I've ever seen Arnie get up from the table. Two. I don't know, I've never said this before, but to anybody in the tavern who's listening, if you are listening in on our conversation, feel free to send us an email at chuntwith6t's@gmail.com. That's chunt@gmail.com. Chunt spelled with 6 T's. And possibly, as we're going, we might read your email. Wow. Not as big as I thought it would be.
Yeah. It's waning.
Okay.
You know,
that's what they say in Foon. We say, you know, if you're in the steam room, we say you're either a waxer or a waner.
That's true. Yeah, it was bigger when it used to be bigger when we first got it, and it's just been slowly waning, and I guess it's just going to get smaller and smaller.
Huh.
And then get bigger and bigger.
Oh, good. All right.
What do you do with a sword? Like, I've been leaving it on the floor.
Yeah.
It's nice
well,
to my seat.
I mean, yeah, whatever you want to do with it. So it's your sword.
You know what? We should bring out.
Yeah, we've run out of things to say between the two of us. You want to bring out?
We should.
Lucy Yusey?
Let's bring out Baggle Me Fingies. Let's bring out Biscuit Meniscus.
Yeah.
Let's bring back Soda Pop and Daddy.
What else?
What? Johnny Two Streams.
Yeah.
Wee. There's an assortment of different species in the tavern tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're all like, I don't know who
they
you're
all
talking
know him
about.
By a different name. Yeah.
I know him as Wee.
Yeah. I sometimes call him Leverly B'Angelo.
What's that?
Leverly B'Angelo.
Leverly B'Angelo.
Yeah, something a nickname I came up with.
Oh, that's just for you.
Yeah.
Chunt knows him as
Leverly B'Angelo.
Blah, blah, blah.
It changes. It also changes. Yeah.
Sure. How long could we delay this? We're also joined by my co-host, Usador, the lighter blue. Fangy yelling.
The dwarves know me as... Oh, thank you. The dwarves know me as Zonanin Hookstanges, and I am known... Shut up! And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Names of such great power and portent that if you even seen them writ upon the page, the very lines of that writing would take form, dance about... Take the shape of a man and stab you directly in the eye. Read not those names. Speak them not aloud if thou wish to live. Oh, a present.
Yeah, it says here, this is from the Dimensional Portal. You may be able to earn some extra gems to support your quest by sponsoring this product. Oh, boy.
Too
late to take that back. And it says, official Usador brand extra butthole filler. I am afraid to see what's in that box.
Yes, I might open it and then say nothing at all.
But again, enjoy Snickers. Delicious Snickers. Always satisfies. That's a dildo.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Correction.
No.
That is a blue dildo.
Yes. Or it could be a blue unicorn horn.
Okay. Let's put it back in the box.
Yeah, it's not wrapped.
If it's not in the original packaging.
Oh, well. Well, isn't that... Okay. Oh, but Arnold... Thou art a rude person, a terrible person. When thou dost speak of fish, dost thou say, oh, look at that school with their stupid fins. Is that what you say?
No.
You said that royalty is not wearing their crown. You call them your majesty or your highness. You are being rude. To a king or a queen. Right there, I see them now. Your Majesties. Honor us with your presence in the tavern this evening.
Don't you hate when you go to a tavern and you realize too late that you sat behind royalty? And you're like, ah, goddamn.
Oh, do you have a solid five on this?
I'm not gonna be able to see around this crown. So, Usador, we are leaving on our quest soon to defeat the Dark Lord.
In but 1 week's time. We shall set out upon the greatest quest of this or any other age.
Man, it took us 2 years, but we are being active.
Boys year!
But nay, it took far more than 2 years. I am over 300 years old, and in all this time, I have been planning and plotting, finding bits of important information that are critical to defeating the Dark Lord, laying traps, oh, traps of such great wonder and grandiose nature that you should never even imagine them. Traps and secrets that even Arnold and Chunt don't know about yet.
It's Arnie. What are some of the traps that we don't know about yet?
Oh, one can dig a hole in the ground, cover it with leaves... Stand on the other side from thine enemy and say, hey, come and get me. Watch them fall into the hole. And then they're in a hole. I delight to think about it even now. As hundreds of orcs fall into this hole.
Hundreds of orcs or 20,000 roaring orcs?
Well, the hole I dug would probably only fit about 3 orcs. And then they'd probably just run over the corpses of those orcs. Remind me to get a shovel before we set out upon the quest.
Chun, what have you been doing?
I shall make this hole much larger yet.
Chun, what have you been doing to prepare for our quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
I've been doing a lot of push-ups. Just to, like, build up my arms.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah, baby. You know, a lot of crunches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Crunch time?
Yeah, crunch time.
It's crunch time.
A lot of sex.
A lot of sex?
Yeah, a lot of sex.
How is that helping?
When does sex not help?
I don't have an answer to that.
What have you been doing, buddy? Working out as well, push-ups?
I have been doing 1 to 2 push-ups a day.
Have you done yours for today yet?
I have not. All right, you know what? I am going to do... Guys, this is the kind of thing people tune into a podcast for. 1 to 2 push-ups.
I'll count.
For anyone not able to see this live, imagine a man, 6'6", 250 pounds, 275.
He'll take it.
Slowly getting down to one knee to pray to God.
Even now. One.
He did one push-up. Wow. Fuck me. Fuck me. He did one push-up.
I did it.
I mean, hey, he didn't go all the way down.
That's
but...
true. Chun, have you done your push-ups for today yet?
I have not.
How many do you generally do?
50.
Let's see it. We leave, but in a week's time, we must be prepared.
For people listening to the podcast, imagine a furry little creature about 3.5 feet tall.
Who just downed half a Snickers.
Yes. Pulled a...
One, two, three, four, five. Oh. Another Snickers. What a miracle this is. Thank you, goddesses. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50.
We are so fucked on this quest. No.
That wasn't yours.
Love you.
When you drop a Snickers in an I'm a Dad, what's your superpower mug? It does not look good.
Is anyone going to ask me?
You, Store, have you done your push-ups today?
Hell yes, I have.
Turns out he's the smartest of us all.
Yeah. But guys, there's so much going on. Like, it's such a full week before we leave to defeat the Dark Lord. Like, it would be hard to fit it into just one podcast. But let's talk to one of our guests.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because I still want to send information back to my world about the wide assortment of creatures in Foon. So I'm very excited that we're going to talk to a butterfly named Tabula. Tabula the butterfly. Oh, no.
Tabula.
Wow, look
Tabula.
How beautiful. So majestic.
So beautiful.
Wow, so majestic.
The grace of the butterfly's movements.
What a beautiful creature.
Wow.
So wonderful. Yes.
That is, I have never seen anything more beautiful.
This is
wonderful.
Poetry in motion.
Yes. Oh.
Wow, I didn't know butterflies had balls.
Yes. I'm feeling better about my shirt.
Hello, Tabula.
Hello, Tabula.
Hello, I'm so pleased to be here.
Well, we are pleased to have you. What a beautiful flight in. It was so magnificent.
What a wonderful tavern. So many. Hello, royalty. I'm 2.5 days old. I was talking about the king and queen in the audience.
Yes, yes, I did a little curtsy to them.
So, Tabula, did you say you're 2.5 days old?
2.5 days old.
Wow.
I'm cautiously optimistic about the future.
Yeah. What? So what have you been doing with your 2.5 days?
Well, most of the time I was trying to struggle out of my mother's mouth. She tried to eat me after I was born.
Oh.
Luckily, I ate her.
That's wonderful. The same thing happened to me. I was brought into the world by a conspiracy of birds and rain and fire and earth and wind, and they tried to consume me and destroy me before I could step forth. And then I said, nay, there must be a champion for all of Foon.
You deserve a blue dildo.
Yes. Well,
funny
I happen
you
to
should
have
say
one.
That.
Yes,
yeah,
I got one just
that.
Today. Thank you. Thank you, Tabula.
I hope someday you get it.
Yes, yes. Yeah, me too.
Also, it sounds like you have a real Tetipus complex. Arnie, I don't know if you know about Tetipus. It's a man who lived a while ago who ate his mom and fucked his dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to me. My dad fucked me.
Oh.
Luckily, his wiener is as big as mine.
And you're cautiously optimistic?
Cautiously optimistic.
Oh, my gosh. This show is turning into a geek tragedy.
Now, Tabula. Tabula, what is the average length of the life of a butterfly?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I do not know.
5 days.
Oh.
So I have a whole world ahead of me.
Yes.
Part of the reason I'm here, though, is to give you a warning about your quest.
Oh.
I have read in the stars, do not talk to the owl.
Oh. Do not talk.
Beware of the 4 stars in the sky.
Okay.
Purple water is not your friend.
We should be writing these down.
We should.
Go to the path with the least rocks. When you find the 5th rock, throw it. And if you hit a window, make 5 wishes.
So wait, go to the path with the least rocks, but when you find
the
5th rock, throw it.
And if you hit a window, you might get 5 wishes.
So the path with the least rocks has at least 5.
Yes. Did you write that down?
No.
I remember it all. I have a perfect memory.
Good.
I've never forgotten anything.
Stay away from purple water. The owls are not what they seem. Mm-hmm.
The 4 stars.
Don't talk, your friend.
Don't talk to the owl. They're not your friend.
And don't talk to the owl.
And you read this in the stars?
Yes.
Like, what is it? Like, how do you learn to read stars?
Well, it's sort of just, for me, a gift.
Uh-huh.
I just learned it when I think about 5th hour, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've learned 7 languages. I'm a very smart, optimistic, cautiously optimistic butterfly.
You're saying you are kind of like ahead of the curve for butterflies. Like, normally a butterfly mother would be like, oh, my butterfly is...
I'm not a braggart, but yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sort of a genius, sort of a phenom.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're almost exactly halfway through your life.
I know. Isn't that exciting? But don't cross me or I'll turn into a mountain.
Is that good advice?
That's good advice. Don't cross that butterfly. It will turn into a mountain.
Oh, shit. Arnie, be careful. These are one of the great Montarks. They only live for 5 days. I'm not trying to be funny. It's called a Montark.
It's a Montark butterfly.
They live for 5 days, but they...
they turn into mountains.
Yeah. I dated one before. Her name was Sugar Baby. She was from Crazy Town. Sugar Baby was a real handful. She had pierced nipples. And we were dating for a while, but alas, it was not meant to be. She died on the 5th day before we could go any further.
Well, I'm glad that she lived to a ripe old age of 5 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I die, I'll come to my baby. Makes sense in my head.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole religion based on that. It's called the Mormons.
Wait, are there Mormons in Foon?
No, not... More men.
It's
pronounced more men.
Oh, more men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go to a planet with lots of men.
Yeah.
And just when you think that you've ran out, there's more of them.
Tons of men.
There are not a lot of Mormons.
Nope.
Yeah. Not a lot of people are just like, oh, the one problem this planet has is not enough men.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. We have been very rude. Have you done your push-ups today?
I haven't. Would you like to see them?
I would, depending on how you position yourself.
So graceful.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh,
one,
boy.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Now.
11.
Woo.
Perfect. Oh, and a handstand, I think we're getting.
Wow.
Yes, amazing. Incredible. This is amazing. I've never seen such a graceful butterfly in all my years.
Wow.
And to think that this butterfly is in the middle of its life.
I think the butterfly needs help to... Oh, no, you go. Oh.
Butterfly's all right.
Now, Arnie, do it. Now, Arnie, do it.
Oh, no. Yeah. How you doing, Tabula? Are you okay?
That was amazing.
I hate to show off.
I'm just glad that went on long enough that someone got an etching of it, I think.
Oh, I think the front row got more than an etching.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Tabula, what are your hopes and dreams for the next 2.5 days?
Well, I'm hoping to meet a beautiful princess.
Oh.
And if I could have any dream of all, it would be to meet a mermaid. I've heard so much about them.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? You're in luck. I actually, our next guest.
What?
Maybe let's bring out our next guest.
What are you talking about?
Her name is Erin. I don't know if she's exactly a mermaid. But let's have Erin come out. She's a reverse mermaid.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Welcome, Erin.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you on the show.
Oh my God, it's so wonderful to be at something that other mermaids can't attend. I'm never the first choice.
Oh, that's sad. Why do you say that?
I guess you could say there's some discrimination due to my genetic abnormality of having a woman on the bottom and fish on top. Some of the other mermaids don't think I'm a real mermaid, but I am.
Sure. You get a lot of discrimination from the other mermaids. They don't like reverse mermaids?
No, they splay in front of me with their beautiful breasts.
Uh-huh.
And so then I open wide and then they... Mermen aren't as into the puss as
sure.
Yes,
as real men.
That makes sense. They just have a fin down there.
Yeah.
And Arnie,
so they're boob guys.
Yeah. Arnie, well, just to check in, I want to make sure you know the difference between mermen and mormen. Are you good?
I mean, I never need more men.
Yeah.
But I do know what a merman is. And I think you might have actually gotten a merman's cock. I don't think that's a dildo.
Oh, the blue. Do you think that's a blue merman's penis?
I recognize that I've had a couple.
Oh.
Oh, then quick, put it in water.
Yeah. If it's a merman's cock and you put it in water, it'll swim away and then sing a poem.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'll save that in case we need it upon the quest. Oh, but we should introduce our guest, Tabula. This is Aaron. Aaron, this is Tabula.
Yeah. Thrilled to meet you.
Oh, my gosh.
I've always wanted to meet a mermaid.
Well, I guess I'm sorry then.
Oh, it all works.
Do you go technically, are you called a maid mer? Are you maid merian?
Yeah, that's what they used to call me in school.
Oh,
seems
maid a little,
maid mer, maid mer, you're not a mermaid. You know, it wasn't the best rhyme, but no. I hurt my feelings.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If that happened to me, I'd turn into a mountain.
Wow. I hadn't even thought to do that.
It really works. It makes life a lot harder for people because then they have to, you know, climb over it.
Yeah. It's like, I did not expect there to be a mountain here right now. It's very inconvenient.
And Aaron, before we forget, have you done your push-ups today?
I mean, it's hard with my little fins, but I can try.
Or maybe just a squat or something.
Okay, I'll go through my exercise routine, and you guys can follow along.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Hey.
Okay.
Up and down.
Down.
Ooh.
Oh! Just kind of...
Oh. Six,
two,
seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. Woo! Wow.
It's a lot of leg work.
I feel like from today, I'm going to walk away from today's episode kind of having an inkling about how everybody here has sex.
You're going to walk away? The man who did half of push-ups going to walk away?
Well, I did
I'll
one.
I'll believe it when I see
one.
It.
One full one. Aaron?
No, I won't have sex with you. Just kidding, I will.
Aaron, do you need to go, how long can you be out of water?
Oh, forever. It's the same way mermaids can breathe underwater. I can breathe on land. It's magic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So then do you have trouble in water?
It's not my favorite thing.
Not your favorite thing.
I just can't really keep up with kicking. Their tails go so much further.
Sure.
Whenever we go on road trips, I don't go with them.
Yeah.
I start, but then I'm on the tail end, but really not, because that's...
What's the scariest thing you've ever seen under the water?
The scariest thing? I guess my own reflection when I realized I wasn't like the others.
Oh.
Damn.
Sad.
Wow, this is a bully-free zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a safe place for elves and dwarves. Everything but orcs are allowed here.
Oh, how I hate orcs.
I did once see an underwater orc.
You did?
Oof.
He was my boyfriend.
Oh.
I kind of have to date other kinds of people because the mermen aren't that into me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
You seem lovely to me. I think anyone would be lucky to take you out on a date.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that Arnie really... glossed over the fact that you said you'd have sex with him. That was incredibly rude.
Yeah.
Well, in Arnold's defense, he is married.
I mean, I feel like since I'm a reverse mermaid, you could be reversed married.
Checks out.
That's true.
Aaron, orcs underwater, they're aquatic orcs, right? But because they're underwater, the A goes after the orc, right? So they're orcas?
Uh-huh. You're exactly right. I might have had a killer whale boyfriend now that I think about it.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you stand by him even though he's a killer whale?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind killing things. That's what I do for food, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I got crabs once, so I just ate them all.
Well, you've got that. Let's all say something nice about Aaron. I think you have that beautiful big fish mouth, which is perfect for eating crabs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I saw your vagina when you worked out.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah, that seems like just a statement of something that happened. Tabula was actually just saying earlier how much he wanted to meet a mermaid. He was very excited.
And a princess.
Do you happen to be a princess?
I mean, technically I would be because all my sisters are, but somehow I just really never get the privileges. Like the crown always slips right off, you know?
No.
Has a little comb to go in their luxurious locks, and I don't have that. It stabs my scales, and I bleed. And then I get those head scabs, but I do like to pick them.
Yeah. Well, at least you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of fun.
But you can do so many things that they can't do. Like, you can't wear a crown, but you could wear socks.
And walk on land.
And you can walk on land.
Yeah.
I guess it's weird for me to be the one person to really devalue walking.
Yeah.
Do you want the approval of the other mermaids, or is it just like, fuck it, I want to be where the people are?
I want their approval, but then also I just want them to realize how wrong they were and then wish they could be my friend, but it'll be way too late. Like, probably the way Rudolph was with the reindeer. I bet they didn't hang out after that song.
Sure. Who's Rudolph?
I've been telling the mermaids about all the stories you told us.
Oh, that's right. I spent a lot of time explaining Rudolph the
Arnold likes
reindeer.
To act out movies for us, and then I like to act out movies for mermaids.
Yeah, also, I went with Usador, and I was telling the stories about that you've been telling us about Rudolph and all these other creatures, and I was telling it to this one mermaid in the middle of her wedding ceremony on this boat, and this pastor overheard, and he got a boner.
I've got a boner.
Oh! I'm so sorry, Tabula. I feel awful. I haven't asked you one of the most important questions. I ask all our guests, how do you do it?
How do we procreate?
Yeah, how do you procreate?
Well, I guess I'll have to show you.
Oh, hey. Oh, boy.
That looks right.
Oh, hey. Oh, thank God you're butterfly-sized.
Oh. Sooner or later, a little butterfly is going to pop out of your butt.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
That was so cozy.
That was the most beautiful thing I've ever
seen. I love the way you...
It's beautiful in butterfly land.
Yes.
Yeah. You wiggled around and you held him like a bear. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
It was very...
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Afterwards, I'd be happy to do it to any of people in the tavern.
Tabula, you're halfway through your life now. In the second half of your life, are you thinking of still reading the stars or maybe a new career? Sometimes people get halfway through their life and they think they reconsider what they've done so far.
I wouldn't mind going into castle flipping.
Castle flipping?
Ooh.
Yes.
A lot of the castles in Foon are falling apart and they're getting a little dated.
You can pick them up in a song. Mm. Literally, you can sing a song and the owner of the castle will give it to you. I too, have considered flipping castles.
You have?
I have.
Tell me about it.
Well, I thought if I could pick up a couple of cheap castles, you know, flip them, make a little bit of money, I could use that money to help me defeat the Dark Lord of Foon. With the resources that I have, I would come back, buy more castles, flip them over, and then defeat the next Dark Lord of Foon, because there's always a Dark Lord.
What?
Do you have time to do that before next week?
Well, I think I could flip one before next week. Mm-hmm. It seems like if you get in there and if you work on the foundation, if the foundation's good,
right.
You're set.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just have to like put some curtains and tapestries up and people don't know the difference. They're stupid.
I mean,
a good fresh coat of paint goes a long way.
It's true.
And if you went down under the castle and then turned into a mountain, you'd flip that castle right over for sure.
I didn't mean literally, silly.
It's like fourth grade all over again.
Oh. What are the schools like for mermaids?
Well, it's mostly like learning how to, you know, wear your shells in an attractive yet strong way. A lot of lounging, a lot of siren songs because we kill human men, except me. I don't do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And when you're at school, do you swim or do you walk around on those, what do you call them?
Oh, feet? Yeah, I mean, flipping your fins, you don't have much time, you know. But I get around. It's really, have you ever tried to walk when you're in a swimming pool or an ocean or something?
It's hard.
It's like so slow.
Yeah.
So sometimes I don't even make it to school at all. If I see something interesting and I look at it, that the whole day is gone.
Yeah.
What's the most interesting thing you stopped to look at?
I saw some barnacles having an argument once. They were like stuck to a rock and she was like, I don't want to be on this rock anymore. And he was like, thought you liked this rock. She was like, I don't want to be on this rock anymore. And he's like, I thought you liked this rock. And she's like, I don't want to be on this rock anymore.
Yeah. That's funny because I've been thinking about getting into flipping rocks. It'd be a sidebar to my castle business where I would just like sell new rocks to barnacles.
Well, when you find the fifth rock, throw it through a window.
Five wishes will be mine. Oh, those five wishes. I'm going to wish for more wishes.
Aaron, have you... What kind of fish head do you have? Like,
I'm a sea bass.
A sea bass?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this. It's not a lot of people do. But so mermaids, they're born because a fish mates with a human.
Oh.
Yeah. So we don't have any parents with us.
Yeah.
A human is going for a swim. Oops.
Yeah.
And a fish comes up, and then a mermaid is born.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when a mermaid has sex with a human?
I don't know. What happens?
Oh, I get it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Wow. Oh, my gosh. How can we find out?
I can. Arnie.
Should we switch
seats? Don't be rude.
So,
Arnie,
should we switch seats?
Cast away.
Cast away.
I mean, also, it's like, what happens if a mermaid has sex with a butterfly or a badger or a wizard? I don't know. How would we find out?
Have you ever considered, like, dating a fish?
A fish?
Yeah.
They don't even talk. Fish are dinner.
But barnacles do. You could date one of them.
I could date a barnacle. Yeah. I could date a barnacle. But then I feel like it would get stuck on me, and what if it got stuck inside me, and that would hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two barnacles arguing about wanting to leave. I bet the one was just like, you always say that, but you're not leaving. You're a fucking barnacle.
A lot of empty threats.
They're clingy.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard a story told once that a fish and a human fell madly in love, and they gave birth, laid many, many eggs, gave birth to many, many mermen and mermaids, and that some of those mer people like yourself were reverse mermaids. Have you seen others of your kind that are reversed?
I mean,
I'm to understand that you're a product of true love.
This feels like something that my best girlfriend would say to me when we're drinking wine and make me feel better, but it would be a lie.
Well, if you're looking for a best girlfriend, I'm right here.
Is that white wine in there?
That's all I drink today.
Let's put that dildo in white wine and see what happens.
I do sincerely want to hear that poem.
Yeah. Well, while we put that dildo in some white wine, which is a phrase I didn't think I'd say this morning, let's check in with some emails. This is an email from Kelsey Simon. My husband, Tedward Teddykins, I don't know what's going on here. It's his 35th birthday. I'm having a stroke. And if you did happen to say happy birthday
don't do
to
that.
Him,
that's my thing.
That would make me the coolest, best wife in the whole land of San Francisco. Also, my 35th
You still recovering from those push-ups?
I was choking on Snickers. 35th birthday was on the 25th of January, so you owe me. Happy birthday.
What's a San Francisco?
This one's from Ruben Escobedo. Ruben says, Arnie, if you're looking for things to do with the sword, didn't you already kill a kid with one? Remember when you killed that 14-year-old girl?
It's really
she's fine. She's fine. It turns out she's fine.
Yeah.
We put her head right back on.
Put her head right back on. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have thought about what my mother when I ate her head off.
Yeah.
If you're still digesting her, I might be able to put her back together.
Yeah, I think several things.
Do you want me to go
mother.
For it?
Sure.
All right. Let's use this magical wand. Yes. Oy, tithe. Mother here, torn asunder. Be now here some magical wonder. Let this butterfly be once again whole, and no longer then this butterfly need roll across this floor.
I don't think it works.
Wait, if we listen, I feel like we can hear his mother.
Listen very carefully.
I'm free. I forgive you for eating me.
Oh.
I know that you just...
Forgiveness, can you imagine? He is going through the unimaginable.
Tabula, you've been forgiven by your mother. How do you feel?
Well, thank you, mother.
You're welcome. I know you just wanted to be alone with your dad so you could have sex with him.
What a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, guys, look. Whoa.
A butterfly
just came out of Arnie's butt.
Ooh. What a beautiful day.
Bye, bye, bye.
Great. Bye, son.
Three generations of butterfly here today. Let us not forget that love is the most important thing.
Look, Tabula, I know we just met, but I think we should stay together for the health of this butterfly.
I think I can commit to that. It's just a day and a half more.
Yeah.
That's seems true. Reasonable, yeah.
And now I understand the origin of the name of the species. You're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
Let's put that dildo in some white wine.
Yeah, let's do it. Tabula, Aaron, I have a question I must ask you. We are preparing to leave in a week's time for the greatest quest in the history of Foon, to defeat that Dark Lord who has rained down terror upon us all. Will you join my quest? Well, you'll be dead, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll be happy to help until then.
Okay. I'll find some stuff for you to do.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything you've wanted to do before you? Do you have like a bucket list? Like before you die, is there something you want to do that
we can help
you with?
Well, I wanted to meet a mermaid, and that came true. I'd still like to meet a princess. Hopefully that'll come true. And then I'd like to get in a nice, hot, warm bath.
You can come to the lagoon. We have warm ones.
Oh, that sounds lovely, too.
This is like my bucket list has been solved.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd love it. I only have one more dream.
What is that?
I'd like to see all three of you do some more push-ups.
Oh,
that's fair. That's fair.
Well, while we do that, why don't we put that dildo in some white wine and maybe we'll hear a poem?
Well, you won't hear a poem if it's a dildo, only if it turns out to be a merman's cock, which I'm telling you we think it is because I've had a couple when they felt sorry for me.
Well, let's try it out.
So the merman's cock is going into... I'm going to officially say this is probably the last time I'm using that mug.
Goodbye, goodbye. I wish I could walk, but I can't because I am a merman's cock. Here I go on my way. It's been a great time, but now I must get inside something sublime.
Oh.
This badger might just throw up on me, but I'm so glad because now I'm coming.
Wow.
Goodbye, goodbye. I'm swimming away.
Oh, bye-bye, cock.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Goodbye.
It flew away, and now it's swirling with your
stay
son.
Stay away from my son.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
What's a teeny tiny butterfly doing up on the raft?
Turn into a mountain!
Turn into a mountain!
I gotta say, Arnie, out of all the days you spent here in Foon, this is the most typical day.
Well, your son just turned into a mountain. Now we have an extra mountain to traverse on the way to our quest. Thanks again for nothing.
Hey!
I'm sorry.
That mountain is my son.
Do you mind? I don't know if this is uncouth, but would you mind naming the mountain after my aunt Helen, and it would be your Mount Sun Helen?
Sure. Yeah. The tavern doesn't seem to be into that, but tavern's like no. But I'm into it.
Someone didn't
do his push-up.
No, who was that?
Arnie.
Look, guys, I feel like we're almost out of time, but I still...
Not out of time for push-ups.
That's true. But...
Oh, come on. Just 20?
Just 20?
Arnold, do one more push-up.
Usador, is there some kind of spell?
No.
No, no.
I want to see you push-ups. I want to see you doing push-ups.
I'll help you. I'll help you if you want. I'll sit on you.
What's this?
I'll sit on you while you do your push-ups if you want to help.
That doesn't make it more appealing.
Things are so different underwater. That would be helpful if we were underwater.
Oh, underwater push-ups.
I forgot where I was.
Yeah.
Arnold, we need to wrap this up. Aaron and I need to go get brunch. There are some mimosas with our name on it just waiting.
Have we told you what brunch is?
No, what's brunch?
It's like in between breakfast and lunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can drink in the morning. And nobody looks at you weird. Oh, yeah. Yes.
But
sure.
Aaron, you seem delightful. And I just worry that you don't appreciate how great you are just because...
Oh my gosh, tell me how. How should I appreciate it? What should I do? Well, help.
You're
a lot of people these days shave a little more.
It's true.
I mean, I like to sport a full kelp.
Yeah, it's true. You just seem, you seem very comfortable in your own body.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know. Do you think I should, not go back to the lagoon? Kind of like it up here. I mean, I walk faster.
Yeah. You got to go where you got to go to the town where the things you have work the best.
Yes, stay here in Hog's Face. We'll find a pair of pants for you. Or not.
I mean, I don't feel like that's fair. The other mermaids are able to show their boobs all the time. Mm-hmm. Free the nipple, free the vulva.
I agree. And I say leave it unshaven, especially if you're going back underwater. It could act as a natural coral.
Well, thank you. And I needed your men's approval to
not shave it. You're welcome.
Yeah. Also, I've noticed all over Hog's Face, it's perfectly acceptable for men to walk around without wearing pants.
Thank you.
The same should be allowed for women as well.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You either go home or stay here. You do what you want. But I just think if you live somewhere and you feel like every day it's just hard, you're getting resistance for just doing normal things, and you go someplace else and you're like, I move around more easily and more freely. Maybe this is the place for you.
I am so inspired right now, and I'm also going to tell this girl I know who lives in LA exactly that, because what the fuck is she doing? Yeah.
I left some resonant stones with the mermaids so they can talk to people on Earth.
What? Recently there seems to be a lot more easy communication with Earth.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I'm holding an iPhone.
Yeah, where did you even get that?
This is your phone.
No, that is literally a really new iPhone.
This isn't yours?
No.
I thought it was yours.
I'm working on some stuff.
Well, we're leaving to defeat the Dark Lord in 1 week's time, although I'm a little shocked to find out that there will just be a new one if we defeat him.
Spintax told us that ages ago. Anyway.
But thank you so much, Tabula.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
my ghost will be watching.
Oh, a butterfly ghost.
Mm-hmm, the best kind.
Oh.
Well, I just want to let you know that even though you're going to die, you've had a huge effect on us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Every little thing you've done, I feel like will have larger repercussions.
Mm. I hope you don't get any STDs from me.
Oh, great. That's going to be the repercussions.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm very excited about our quest, and thank you to the unicorn and your majesty and your...
Oh, majesties.
Your majesty.
Oh, you got to meet a princess.
Yeah.
Oh.
And as we go out, I just want to thank everybody, and I'm going to do 20 push-ups.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Hold on.
11. 12. 13.
Oh.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
And our...
He did them all because Usador isn't a liar.
What's your favorite aspect of podcasts? Mine's the sound of people doing push-ups. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young, everyone's favorite There's a smudge on whatever's written there. Shunt, the King of the Badger, was played by Adol Refai, a master of... Nope, can't make it out. Tabula the Butterfly was played by Michael Hitchcock, who you've probably seen in Best of Show, Bridesmaids, Mascots, and other things suggesting such a pristine comedy pedigree that his presence here can only be described as assisted career suicide. He's currently a co-executive producer and writer on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and he's very handsome in person. Follow him on Twitter at HitchMichael. He also wrote, "You don't have to put in the very handsome part. I wrote that because sometimes it's good to give yourself an affirmation." You know what else is good, Michael? Throwing back the curtain on maniacal obsession to control one's own public persona. Erin the Reverse Mermaid was played by Erin Whitehead. Erin is part of the improv group Wild Horses. You can follow her on Twitter at Girl with a Tail, which is an ironic handle under these circumstances. And if you haven't seen any photo documentation from the live show, yes, Michael wore a tight yellow unitard, and Erin was wearing a blue hoodie and flesh-colored tights with elaborate anatomy drawn on them. If you're into seeing that sort of thing, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the episode link. Because what's a podcast without sections that don't make sense if you're only listening? Greg, I came here to eat pancakes and throw the focus to you. I've got lots of pancakes left and I'm terrible at following through with my own conditional declarations.
Some of those pancakes are for me. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. And check out the Earwolf store or shop.hellofromthemagictavern.com for some cool merchandise. Thanks to San Francisco Sketchfest for inviting us out. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. And thanks to Earwolf. The full run of Offices and Bosses, the Magic Tavern spinoff podcast, is available on Howl. Go to howl.fm/magic. There's other awesome stuff on there, too, so it's totally worth it either way. No response yet to getting my show Craigcast onto Howl. I can only assume Scott Aukerman doesn't want to intimidate listeners with too much awesome content at once. Is that it? Scott? Please call me back.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.